From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a rare visit to a Russian airbase in Syria Monday, declaring victory over the terrorists, announcing a partial withdrawal of Russian forces. Mr. Putin said the military was tasked with fighting militia groups, and the task has been achieved. It was the Russian leader's first trip to Syria since Russia intervened in September 2015, allowing Syrian forces to reverse their battlefield losses. Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad was on hand, thanking the Russian and Syrian militaries for what he called their exceptional unity. The U.S. Defense Department questioned the extent of the Russian pullout. The Pentagon spokesman said past Russian statements don't often correspond with actual troop reductions. David Lesh, history professor at Trinity University and a Syria watcher, is equally skeptical.
Putin has announced withdrawal, and there have been mostly a rotation of troops. So I guess in the strict sense of the term, he may be correct, but there's still a lot of action to be seen, I think, by Russian military in Syria.
Meanwhile, Islamic State jihadists have reportedly been driven out by Syrian forces backed by Russian warplanes from rebel-controlled Idlib province. The bodies of 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers killed in Democratic Republic of Congo were repatriated Monday. A memorial service was held in the DRC town of Beni. The Tanzanian ambassador, Paul Ignace Mello, was on hand.
We continue to pray for all peacekeepers, as this deadly incident is not only Tanzanians. We take it as an incident to the mission.
The peacekeepers were killed Thursday in eastern DRC after clashes with suspected Ugandan Muslim rebels of the so-called Allied Democratic Forces. More than 50 others were wounded in what's called the worst single attack on UN peacekeepers in a quarter century. This is VOA News. A fifth day of protests against President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital erupted in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin, who stopped in Egypt and Turkey after declaring victory in Syria, criticized the U.S. decision. Speaking alongside his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Mr. Putin said the move does not help the situation, but rather destabilizes the Middle East. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meeting with European Union officials, insisted the declaration only reflects the reality on the ground. But EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini stuck to the view that a two-state solution is the only viable way to achieve peace.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both the State of Israel and the State of Palestine along the 67 line. This is our consolidated position.
Mr. Netanyahu says he believes most, if not all, European countries will eventually move their embassies to Jerusalem and recognize the city as Israel's capital. While in Ankara, Russian leader Putin and Turkish President Erdogan announced that a controversial purchase of a Russian missile system could be finalized this week. Turkey is a member of NATO. The Atlantic Alliance said it strongly opposes the sale, claiming it's incompatible with its own systems. A 27-year-old man from Bangladesh is suspected Monday of having set off a homemade pipe bomb strapped to his body in a crowded New York subway system, wounding himself and three others. The suspect, Akayed Ula, has been hospitalized, suffering burns from the explosive device that didn't fully ignite. New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, called it an attempted terrorist attack.
Thank God the perpetrator did not achieve his ultimate goals. Thank God our first responders were there so quickly to address the situation to make sure people were safe.
New York suffered another so-called lone wolf attack 6 weeks ago when an Uzbek man plowed a truck into pedestrians, killing eight. Another earthquake has jolted Kermanshah province in western Iran Tuesday, registering 6.2 magnitude a day after it was shaken by a 6.0 trembler. It's the same area that suffered last month's 7.3 magnitude quake, killing hundreds. A Ukrainian court has ordered the release of former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, who stands accused of trying to overthrow the government. A judge rejected a request to keep him in house arrest. He told reporters he plans to continue what he called constitutional calm, but a necessary transfer of power in Ukraine. Just 2 days before a U.S. central bank decision on whether or not to hike a key interest rate, U.S. stocks continued to surge forward, led by technology issues on Monday. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index closing nearly 60 points higher to 24,386. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.